Now, Granny Zedner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the big day when the Mars rocket ship is scheduled to make its first appearance in public, and incidentally to aid in the sale of stock in the Mars Expedition Corporation. This is also the day that Squire Skimp planned to leave town, because he sees no other way out of the spot he's gotten himself into. As we look in on the little community today, we find the citizens of Pine Ridge gathered around a speaker stand on the vacant lot opposite the observatory. Professor Sloan has just finished his speech. Listen.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Sloan. Thank you for them awful interesting remarks. I know everybody here this afternoon agrees with whatever it was you said. Fact is, your remarks struck a tender chord in the harp strings of memory. And now, feller citizens... just a minute, Abner. Excuse me, fellow citizens, I gotta have an importance conference with my partner here. Did you find him, Abner?
No, I went over to Squire's place and his woman said he went out of town, Long.
Went out of town?
Yes, she said he was called to Washington, I believe. Was gonna be a dollar a year man or something like that.
Well, I do know.
And he left all them bills for us to pay, though.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he leave them chairs to stock?
Yeah, I got them, too.
Well, good. Well, we just sell them ourselves. I know we can do it.
Why, sure we can.
There's Grandpap over there. Give him a batch of them and tell him to start selling them right away.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. The crowd.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it right.
Good.
Yeah.
Fellow citizens, we're now ready to continue the rocket ship dedication ceremonies. Next on the program is a special treat, which I'm sure will strike a tender chord in the heartstrings of memory. One of our own citizens, a young feller with an awful lot of talents, has composed a poem for this occasion, which he wrote himself, by himself. I know you'll enjoy this. I now take pleasure in introducing Lou Ellen Snavely Gray. Get up here, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Oh, hoot owl, hoot owl, oh, friendly owl, oh, owl that hoots, oh, feathered pal, oh, fowl in some dark yonder tree.
Mousy.
Oh, please, hoot owl, please speak to me. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.
Hey, Mousy, that's the wrong poem.
Oh, owl of mystery, owl of night, oh, owl who sees in dark like light, oh, owl who hoots at passers-by, who always gives his friendly cry.
Oh, my God.
Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.
Give the one about the rocket ship, man.
Oh, owl, hoot owl, with your little bare feet. You must be cold without no heat. So, owl, I'm going to make you a treat. It's a little hoot suit with a neat reed pleat. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. Thank you.
I never wanted you to recite that old thing about the hoot owl. Give that other poem.
The other poem that I wrote, Lon?
Yeah, fellow citizens, that was a mistake. Mr. Lou Ellen Snavely Gray will now recite the right one. Go ahead, Master.
Yes, sir. Under the spreading box elder tree, the village blacksmith stands. That's my mom.
No, Master.
A mighty man is she, with large and sinewy hands. That's my mom.
For goodness sakes, Mousy, hash that up.
Well, you told me to give it, Lom.
I meant the one you was going to write about the rocket ship.
Oh, well, Lom Gussie gave me so much housework to do that I just didn't have time to write one.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs are fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances over which we have not got no control, the poem in honor of our rocket ship will not be recited today. And now, next on the program...
I say, Lom... Should I go over to the observatory now?
Oh, yeah. Now, have you got it straight now what you're supposed to do?
Yes, sir. When you give us a signal, why, Gomer Bates and I will roll the rocket ship out of the observatory and down those planks and right over here next to the speaker stand.
That's right. And careful when you roll it down them planks. That's kind of steep right there, you know.
Yes, sir.
Do you recollect what the signal is?
Yes, sir. You're going to ring a bell.
That's right. Now, I better get over there now, and don't make no mistakes on this.
No, sir, I won't. Don't worry.
Feller citizens, I'm sorrowful I got myself interrupted there, but it was another circumstance which I didn't have no control over, which. And now we come to the highlight of the rocket ship ceremonies. The part of the program I know all you folks have been waiting for.
Oh, well, they cut down the old pine tree.
Abner, Cedric, hiss that up.
Huh?
I wasn't talking about you fellas. I meant me.
Oh, Dad, blimey. Come on, Cedric, sit down.
Yes, Mom.
This is going to take a long time to talk.
No, it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now take pleasure in introducing a feller that needs no introduction. A man that everybody admires. A business executive and a leader in the community. I'm too modest to mention his name, so I'll just start out giving my speech.
Hey, Lom.
Feller scientifics, all those who it may concern, as I stand here before you today, this great sea of upturned familiar faces strikes a tender chord in the harpstrings of my memory.
Lom.
Takes me back to the days when I was just a small boy, but brave boy. Trudging to school through the snow, barefooted, without no shoes on. Poor but honest, I was knowed far and wide as Honest Lum.
Hey, Honest Lum.
Shh, don't interrupt me, Abner.
Well, Grandpap's a signaling to you.
I'll find out what he wants.
Even
in my early school days, I showed great promise of becoming the self-made man you see standing before you today. One day, whilst walking home in the rain after a hard day of splitting rails to earn money to buy a crust of bread for my poor old grandma, I seen a pig stuck in the mud. So what did I do? I went home and put on my Sunday suit and come back and pulled the pig out, revealing that I was kind and generous and awful thoughty. 2 years later, I met this same pig.
Hey, Mom, Grandpap says that he's...
Excuse me a minute, folks. What did Grandpap say?
He said that nobody'll buy any of the stock unless they can see the rocket ship first.
They won't, huh?
No, I believe you ought to cut your speech short, Mom, or most of them'll leave before ever they see the rocket ship.
Yeah, I hate to do it, though.
Well, they're sort of squirming out there now.
I'm just getting started good, though. But we got to sell them shares of stock, ain't we?
Why, sure.
Two ways about that.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon I better give the signal and have Mousy and Gomer bring the rocket ship over here right now.
Right now? Well, wait. Me and Cedric ain't sung our song yet.
Well, I can't help it, Abner. They'd just have to wait.
Now, Lom, we've
been... Well, selling that stock's more important than your singing. Now, sit down.
Dad, blown it anyway.
Feller citizens, I know there's one thing you're all anxious to see. Something that's going to make history. Something that's going to make the greatest advance in the scientific world that's ever been known. Something that's going to make all of us rich here in Pine Ridge if we invest in it. Ladies and gentlemen, we ain't going to keep you waiting no longer to see the sensation of the age, the Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship. The Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship. Hey, Abner. You and Cedric better sing. Mousy's a little slow getting started.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Cedric. Come on.
Just while I'm ready. Boy.
Feller citizens, I now introduce Abner Peabody and Cedric Weehawk singing their favorite number. All right, Cedric. One, two. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree and
too
they
high,
hold
too
it.
Start over. Start over. Too
high. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill.
I'm going to sing out, sorry.
All right, Cedric, don't keep stopping me. To make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Thank you very much. And now, folks, we ain't going to keep you waiting no longer to see the sensation of the age. The Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship. Abner, you better sing another chorus, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Shady.
Yes, Mom. This is fun, isn't it?
Boy. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Same basis, sir.
And they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for the sweetheart of mine when they cut down the old pine tree.
That's fine. Much obliged. And now, fellow citizens, the time has came for you to cast your eyes on the sensation of the age, the Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and
wait
they...
Wait a minute. I never told you to sing again.
Well, I don't see the rocket ship coming yet. Come on, let's go, sir.
Just a second. One of you better run over and see what's wrong over there.
Well, we better stay here and sing while you go along. Wait a minute. There comes Mousy running over this way now. Look there, Long.
Man, he said, I hope it ain't nothing serious.
Oh, me too.
This would have to happen right now and spoil everything. I never was so embarrassed in all my life, Abner.
You want me and Cedric to sing again?
No, don't do that. This crowd stood about all it can for one day. Hurry up, Mousy, and get up here.
Yes, sir.
Well, what in the world happened? What's wrong with the rocket ship?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, Long.
Well, didn't you hear my signal or rung the bell?
Yes, sir, we heard it.
Well, why didn't you bring it on over here, then?
Well, I believe you made a little mistake, Long.
Made a mistake?
Yes, sir, you built the rocket ship inside the observatory, and now we can't get it out the door.